Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Story swings and drives one left center field. Back by the wall, and it is gone! Trevor Story with his fifth home run of this series.
Swinging a high drive into right field. Moore back at the track. At the wall! Gone! A walk-off game-winning grand slam for Franchi Cordero, and the Red Sox win it 8-4. They sweep the Mariners in this four-game series. Franchi is the hero.
Joe Castig and then Will Fleming on the call. Red Sox sweep the weekend series, the Mariners. It is Merlone, Fourier, Mega. We're live here at West End Johnny's. Tremendous calamari, great meatballs. Come on down, hang out with us before the game. We'll be here for a bonus hour up until 7 o'clock tonight. Then I believe our buddy Brian Baer will take you through a majority of the evening from there. We're going to do 95% Celtics and Patriots today. The Red Sox deserve a small mention here for you.
They earned it.
Because they're now going to be, I think, relevant again. Not saying good, not saying great, not saying playoff bound. But that's my take explosion right now. Red Sox.
You have a take explosion.
Relevant. And it's important because as long as they're relevant, the Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers stuff doesn't take over. The second they fall out, all people are going to talk about is why is Devers going to walk away and opt out? Why won't you pay him? Why won't you pay Rafael Devers? So
this is a good
winning
thing.
For the standings important, also for the franchise not to get destroyed for the next 3 months about why you don't have Bogaerts and Devers here. And they showed some life this weekend against a bad Mariners team. You play who's on the schedule.
So why do you think they showed some life? Like, what's the most obvious?
Offense.
Trevor.
Trevor's one of them.
He's a Red Sox now. He had those three home runs, dude. He's one of us now.
The media hates Trevor. You know, where they
What
now? I don't know where that went.
What the hell was that?
He wants to take Xander's job.
Was that your Boston accent?
It was like Canadian media.
Holy crap.
TSN.
Save that, Ryan.
I promise I could do better.
Oh, please save that.
Trevor Story, eh?
Trevor Story, eh? What was worse, that or my Italian accent?
Your Italian accent's bad, too.
May have to bring that one back up. Okay, so obviously Trevor Story.
Yeah.
Kiki Hernandez. JBJ at home.
Franchi.
I feel like I'm saying around Franchi. Who else? Like, everybody. Devers is insane. Like, he's a manimal. The dude is like half man, half animal. It's ridiculous.
Thank you for explaining it all.
Thanks, bud.
People at home. You have to play to your crowd. So, when I look at that, that to me is obvious.
Yeah.
Forget about everything else. It's hitting. It's offense. It's timely hitting. It's finally having a walk-off win.
The offense bailed it out of a blown save yesterday. Yeah. Robles comes in to save it because he's their closer. He's asked to go get it done. He can't get negative to the home run. And your offense bails you out, which is the way this offense is built. No one ever wanted the bullpen to be like some great lockdown bullpen. But they should have done more to reinforce it. But the hope was the offense would bail them out. And this weekend, they did. That's what they're going to have here as they go to Chicago this
week. Okay, I know. But it is interesting because you've been waiting for this, you know, this huge, like all the bats to come alive.
Yeah.
And obviously you're playing at home. And JBJ's great at home. And, you know, Trevor Story finally figures it out. You look at all the stats for all these guys over the last three games. Last seven games. They're out of this world. It's crazy. Doubles, home runs, RBI, you name it. They all got it. They're all contributing. Okay, so fine. So what happens when they go quiet again?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I think we are risking a fool's gold swoon coming up on the schedule, because after the White Sox, you have the Orioles, my beloved Baltimore team, who are trash.
Bomber.
Sorry, poverty.
Really good
franchise. Then you have the Reds, and then you have the A's. So all of a sudden, we could be talking about winning series after series, and Alex Cora always says it's about winning the series, and you play who's on the schedule, and blah, 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 blah. And so it may just be a product of the schedule where then we go into it and come out of it saying, wow, this team is really, like, they should be considered a contender, and blah, blah, blah. That – said, the Astros series win so far is still the most impressive thing that they've done all season.
Yeah, so what are they down now? What are they? So we're not even.
What do you want to know?
Forget about first place.
They're 10 and a half back in the division.
Okay.
They're like, let's call it, I don't know. Of the wild card? Well, there's six wild card teams, right? I just switched to run score because I wanted to make a point
about it. Okay, we'll make that point. It's fine. They're like 7 games
you
back, 5 games back or something.
They're like 3 games back
from
a wild card spot right now. Toronto at 22-19 has a 6 wild card spot. You're 19-22.
God, we're chasing the wild card spot.
Well, that's the point. Before this weekend, you were 6-7 games out of the wild card. But you all of a sudden look up, the Red Sox going from second to last to sixth in run scored in the American League. And to your point, Mego, that's what they're going to have to win games here. Bash their way to wins as they tried to wait for reinforcements from the bullpen. There's a bunch of young prospects. Like, not going to nerd out on prospects right now, but they've got a couple of guys that are waiting at double and triple A come up and help this team. And as long as they hit and stay in the mix, that's how they're going to win games. And at least they're going to be something to talk about. I think I did this large take explosion, as I said, on Wednesday, begging for a season. They're 5-0 since. So I'm giving myself and the Red Sox pregame show credit because I said, I wonder if we're going to have a season they haven't lost since.
Which I listen to every night on my way home. I listen to
the definitely don't get ready to your
show.
Phone and call other people and complain about things.
No, never do that. I can't believe what Mego did today. Holy cow. When is someone going to save me from this?
Why is this woman on our show? Oh, my God. He's talking about basketball.
It is worth bringing up just to note here because I wasn't sure we're going to have a season. Like I wasn't sure if this thing
you
was
You still
going.
May not have a season.
No, I think this weekend proved to me they're going to be at least in the wild card fringe mix, which at least will be mildly interesting. I don't think they come back to win the division, like you said, 10 and a half back. But like if it went the other way, and then you're talking about forget re-signing Bogarts, you're trading Xander Bogarts. And you're having to explain to your fan base at the All-Star break or the trade deadline why Betts and Bogarts are now gone, and then Devers walks after them.
You want to know why this homestand was so important? Just go look, search Twitter, High and Bloom, and look at the meme that is now being created.
Oh, that's pretty good, yeah.
It is amazing. Talk about a guy that was feeling the heat.
That is
and
really
feeling some
important.
Pressure.
We got a meme out of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like it's
that
almost
is.
Like it was like.
You got to have your priority straight.
It's like, yeah. Like I'm saving my job. It was funny to me. I don't know what you want me to say. Either that or
pressure.
Johnny Gomes. You take your pick.
God.
Take your pick.
I'm so sick.
Tough guy Johnny Gomes.
I'm so sick of Johnny. Do people like Johnny Gomes?
No,
around here?
I actually saw the headline: Red Sox legend catches home run ball. I'm like, legend? Where the hell did that happen?
So people didn't see this. He caught one of Trevor Story's home runs, right?
Takes his shirt off. Like doesn't take it off, but he shows his belly and he's going crazy. It was kind of.
Well, it's good. He's into marketing mode because he's in some sort of like home run rock and jock softball league. He's trying to promote that.
Really?
But then apparently, and Garvin, tell me if I had this right. I read where he signed the ball and gave it back to Trevor Story with his own autograph on it. So
There was some talks of discussion of who was signing what and getting the ball back. I saw legend and I think I died inside.
The Associated Press headline: Red Sox legend Johnny Gomes snags Trevor Story's grand slam from monster seats and signs ball.
He signed
winner,
the ball
chicken dinner.
And gave it back to Trevor
Story. You just devalued that baseball, Johnny. I hope you're happy with
playing.
Yourself.
I heard conflicting reports on this. I heard that. He signed it on his own, and then Trevor Story asked him to sign it. So I've heard both sides. I like to go with the fact that Johnny Gomes said, this is going to be important someday. You should hold on to it. Well, I'm kind of a big deal.
He's the guy
being
who said to Ken Rosenthal,
terriblest hitter ever.
Ask me about being a good team player in the World Series.
Wait, what was it when
he
was with the Royals?
You asked me to ask you this.
No, with the Royals, he had some weird comment like at the parade about, I forgot what it was, but he's just filled with one-liners. He's filled with one-liners, and listen. Trevor Story, he gonna put this thing in.
Good
a,
Trevor
a case.
Story weekend, the relevant.
Alex Gordon.
Nobody's
how
listening.
Long does this go?
Alex Gordon.
It goes when I stop.
Well, that's all right, quite enough of that. Quite
this is at the parade, right? This is him at the
Royals.
Yes. He tried to start a chant like Bill Belichick. No days. Oh.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Kansas City Royals Let's legend go. Johnny Gomes bombed at a parade.
All right, well, you brought up Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick spoke with the media today. First day of OTAs down in Foxborough, shorts and T-shirts, running team drills. So we're going to hear what he had to say, particularly about who's calling plays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.